everyone, and welcome to episode 33 of Love Every Day. Today is February 2nd, and this is week 5, day 3. I'm your host, Jesse Marks, with Thomas Coons.
What's up, guys? TK here. How's it going, Jesse?
I'm doing good. Do you want me to start calling you TK and be like, yo, I got TK up in here?
You know what? I would love that. You know, may as well get it out there.
All right, I'll rename you TK in my phone instead of Chamberlain. And...
Oh God, you have me as Chamberlain right now? Oh my God!
I do.
Please change it to TK.
So how's it going, man?
You know, it's going pretty good. You know, life's got its ups and its downs, but you know, still here, fighting through, living to see another day.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah,
just keep on going.
Yeah, exactly.
Just keep on moving.
Trying not to think too far ahead.
So what have you been up to?
What am I up to? Right now, basically just working. I'm about to start a second job here. So that's going to be fun, making some more money.
Gotcha.
Got to save that money. I'm trying to move here in a few months. Big step.
Pretty big step there. Yeah, you got to save that money.
Yep. I don't really have a plan, which kind of goes along with today's prompt, honestly.
Sometimes it's just nice to kind of free flow, just kind of freestyle it, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, today's prompt, which is, you don't always need a plan. Sometimes you just need to breathe, trust, let go, and see what happens.
And that is a good reminder for me for this whole move thing.
Yeah.
It's been anxiety striking because I've been thinking too much about it. But like the prompt says, and I agree with this 100%, and this is something that I need to practice more, is just letting go, you know, just trying not to think too far ahead, trying not to overthink every little detail of the situation, the moving situation. Yeah. But yeah, so I think it's true.
Okay.
Just to play off your first question there.
My favorite question.
Your favorite question.
Is it true? Do you agree with it? So I kind of agree with it for the most part. But I think you don't always need to plan, but you do need to know what the end goal is.
Mm-hmm.
And you do need to know some of the steps on how to get there.
Right, right.
Because if not, you're just kind of wandering around with no direction.
Right, okay.
And it's, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. You definitely don't want to overthink it, though.
Because
sometimes when you have like a very strict plan, you tend to overthink it and lose motivation. And so I agree with what you're saying, to still have a plan, just not overthink it. I feel like I've said that like 10 times in the past like 30 seconds, but I'm trying to get my point across. I mean,
it's good to hammer in that point.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, with this whole move thing, are you just kind of trusting things? Just, you know, like the prompt says, sometimes you just need to breathe, trust, let go and see what happens. Is that something that you're doing, or are you doing kind of something a little bit different?
I would say that's about 90% of what I'm doing. So right now I have like zero plan. I'm currently trying to make some connections out there in the music industry, or just like someone who's connected some way in music, and trying to get my foot in the door there and, you know, make steps, you know, make up steps along the way to be able to achieve my end goal. So I don't really have a plan. I have an idea, I'd say. I don't really have a plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair.
Which I probably should get a little bit more of a plan, because I honestly, right now, I don't even know when I'm leaving.
Yeah, I mean, so right now, I'm not really going through anything that I can apply this idea to.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually just got off the phone with a friend of mine who I think would really need to hear this. And I know he listens to the podcast, so if you're listening to this, pay attention.
You know who you are.
Yeah, you know who you are. But yeah, he basically took a month off from like life and kind of ceased communication with a lot of people, and just took a break from things. And I just reconnected with him today, and yeah, he needed that break. He's been going through a lot of stuff, and you know, as of right now, he's needing to drop out of school, and he's gonna have to work off some of the loans. And I mean, he knows what the goal is, but it's hard right now to create a plan because there's so many unforeseens.
Right. Yeah.
And so right now it's just kind of like all he can really do is just kind of keep moving, just trust the process, just let go of any like. Let go of what would you let go of? control, let go of your trying to control it. I think that would be what you would, what you would let go of.
I would say either that or the stress. You know, I know it's hard to let go of stress, but if you just let go and try to relax, and I'm not saying to like just lay around all day doing nothing. You have to keep taking steps and keep doing things in the direction that you're going, but you just got to relax, breathe, and just let what you're doing take you where it's going to take you. Don't try to fight it.
Yeah, just trust the process. Trust the flow. Go with the flow. Be flexible. Just kind of let go of the control. Stop trying to control it and just let go of that stress. Let go of that anxiety.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what? I take that back. I said I'm not really going through anything that this can apply to, but I think I am. You know, I think I do need to let go of a certain amount of control in my life and kind of trust the process, trust things that it'll work out how it needs to work out, and just see what happens.
Like what? Just an example, like what? You don't have to go too in detail if you don't want to, but
just kind of generally, because right now I'm going to school full time, I'm working full time, and then I'm doing this podcast pretty much full time. And there's just a lot of stress involved. So it's just, I'm a little bit worried about how things will turn out with all of that. So I just kind of need to breathe and relax and just kind of stop trying to make things more than they are and just let things work out as they work out.
Let it go where it's going to go.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Especially with school. School is a very stressful place.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not currently in school, but school is a very stressful place, and it's definitely something that you just need to take a step back and let it play out how it's going to play out. I'm not saying, like, don't study, don't do your homework. I'm not encouraging people to just turn in. I'm not encouraging people to just turn in empty pieces of paper.
Yeah.
But definitely take a step back and try to relax a little bit. Yeah. Which is easier said than done. I realize that. It's easier said than done.
It always is, really, though. Like, everything is always easier said than done.
Absolutely.
Except for supercalificragilisticexpialidocious. That's pretty easily done, but not easily said.
It is very easily said. What are you talking about? Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious.
I can't believe you remember the... Do you remember the rest of the lyrics to that?
Maybe a few of them. Let me think.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious is the only thing I remember.
I
remember the scene. They're like in some like...
Yeah, it's from Mary Poppins.
Well,
it's...
But like the foxes are chasing them or something, and like the hounds and like... They're...
Yeah. It's like they're in the animated world.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's a great movie. I love Mary Poppins.
Such a good movie.
And I will admit that for the whole world.
My favorite song out of that movie is the it's the kite song.
Let's go fly a kite.
To the highest
heights.
And that's all I know of it.
I know. I think I'm gonna go back and rewatch that movie tonight. No shame here. Your viewers or listeners can judge me as much as they want, but I don't care. That is a fantastic movie.
It is so good. Spinoffs, no, not so much, but that one, the original, was good.
I liked the chimney sweep song. That was a good one.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, honestly, Mary Poppins, a great example of this prompt. She just kind of goes with the flow, and that's kind of that's honestly, in my opinion, something that she teaches in the movie to her charges,
to the two kids.
I forget their names. I keep hyping up this movie,
I
forget all the names, except for Mary Poppins.
It's been so long since I saw it.
I know the last name is Banks. But yeah, she just kind of teaches them, just kind of go with the flow,
Banks,
have fun.
And I think Charlie is the dude's name.
The boys?
No. The
Oh, yeah, the chimney sweep.
Yeah,
or
the
guy,
chimney sweep, yeah.
He's not just a chimney sweep. He kind of just, like, does everything.
Yeah. I think his name is Charlie. I'm not sure.
That sounds
right. What were you saying?
Oh, I was just saying that she just kind of teaches this prompt, in a way, to the kids. Maybe in a little bit different way than the way that we're interpreting her the way this is meant to be interpreted. But she just kind of teaches to go with the flow, have fun, and just everything's going to be okay, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know, I would say actually the guy teaches that, the chimney sweep teaches that.
Really? Oh, yeah, I guess. From, yeah, I can see
what
it.
I remember of the movie, he seems like the
I can see it, 'cause he does everything, you know? He just lives his life. Every day is different for him.
Yeah.
And that's just the way his life has taken him, and he loves every minute of it. I'm speaking about these movie characters as if they're real people, but I'm okay with that. The carpet bag.
What?
That was awesome. The carpet bag that Mary Poppins carries? That was awesome.
The carpet bag?
She, like, pulls out a whole, like, her handbag.
Yeah,
I think it's called a carpet bag.
Is that?
Yeah, I think it's actually called a carpet bag. Yeah. But it's like magical, and she pulls out a whole lamp from it. I aspire to be Mary Poppins. What were we talking about?
Good question.
I got lost in our own little dream world of Mary Poppins, and I'm okay with that. But I should probably get back on task here.
Well, that was an interesting little rabbit trail that we went on, but
it was. I'm okay with it, though.
let me ask you something real quick, though, before we end this thing.
Okay.
Is there some way that you could apply this today for today, like as a daily thing instead of just as a life thing?
I would say I could definitely apply it to, I don't know. I'm always anxious about the next thing I'm going to do. Like today, I'm anxious about what I'm going to do after I record this podcast. I'm anxious what I'm going to do after work. I'm anxious what I'm going to do between my first job and my second job, you know? So I feel like I just need to use this quote to kind of help remind myself that it's going to be okay, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't need to be constantly overthinking the rest of my day, you know?
Yeah.
I just need to relax. I am a very not relaxed person. I'm a very stressed out, anxious person. And just day by day, I need to just remind myself to just relax and just not worry about what I'm going to eat for lunch tomorrow or what I'm going to do after work or what my next song is going to be, you know?
Yeah, no, that's good. I would say a way that I could use it today is just I struggle with time management a lot, especially with like school projects. So a way that I could use it today is just instead of detailing my day out, like, okay, I'm going to get home. I'm going to get this assignment done really quickly. And then I'm going to do this. Just kind of get home. Just kind of, okay, I'm feeling a little tired. I'm going to take a nap. And then when I wake up, and then just go as I flow. Go as I flow. And just get things done as I go. And there's no need to like rush things because I have plenty of time. Like I have so much time in reality, but I waste it when I get too stressed out over things. So as long as I'm like getting things done at a steady pace and just kind of making sure I keep that pace up, then it's all good. But like when I start worrying and trying to control things and down to the, you know, the very details of my the very detailed parts of my day, it can get out of hand. So I think that's a way that I could use it today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That is good. That is good. I like that. Definitely. All of us, me, you, John, David, we all just gotta relax, you know?
For sure.
Just go with the flow.
Well, I think we're gonna end it there. So thank you guys for listening. It's been awesome to have you on here, Thomas.
It's been awesome to be here.
Good. I hope it was.
It's always fun recording one of these, you know? It makes me think, well,
that's good.
You know?
That's good. That's good. Make sure you guys go check out our social media. Check out the website, loveeverydaythepodcast.com. You can find the podcast there, as well as links to all the social media, as well as links to anywhere else the podcast could be. Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you can find podcasts, really. Catch us tomorrow at the same time, 7 a.m.
7 a.m.
The same time we upload every day. So can you say it in the Sunday voice?
Sunday. What is that?
The monster truck Sunday voice? You don't know what I'm talking about? It's like, Sunday.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know? Okay. When we're down here, you need to look up monster truck ad. But anyways, catch us tomorrow, 7 a.m. I'm Jesse.
I'm TK.
And remember to always live your life with love and love your life every day. We'll catch you tomorrow.
Bye, guys.
Peace out.